All right, folks, welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for mental self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? Like your mind is a cluttered room with no place to put anything? Well, guess what? You're not alone. In this crazy world, it's easy to get swept up in the whirlwind of deadlines, demands, and just plain old chaos. But here's the deal. Mental self-care isn't some fluffy luxury. It's a necessity. Think of it like this. Your mind is the engine that drives your life. If you keep pushing it without regular maintenance, eventually it's gonna sputter and stall. So, how do we build this safe space for our mental well-being? It's about creating an environment where you can recharge, reconnect, and ultimately show up as the best version of yourself. Think of it like building a cozy nest, somewhere you feel truly comfortable and protected. Now, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you create your own mental sanctuary. 1. Declutter your mind. Just like a messy room could make you feel stressed, a cluttered mind can lead to anxiety and overwhelm. Take some time each day to clear the mental noise. Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a few deep breaths can work wonders. It's about creating space for clarity and focus. 2. Set boundaries. You know those boundaries? The ones that protect your energy and time? Yeah, they're essential. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let anyone walk into your home and start rearranging everything without permission, right? The same goes for your mind. Protect your mental space. 3. Embrace the power of me time. This is non-negotiable. Schedule regular time for activities that bring you joy and help you relax. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a hot bath, going for a walk in nature, or simply indulging in a cup of your favorite tea, make it a priority. You deserve to unwind and recharge. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. 4. Connect with your inner circle. Surround yourself with positive people who support and uplift you. Think about those folks who make you laugh, who listen without judgment, and who genuinely want the best for you. Strong relationships provide a powerful sense of belonging and can be a huge source of strength during challenging times. 5. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we're grateful for can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small. This simple practice can boost your mood, increase resilience, and help you cultivate a more positive outlook. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and instantly feel calm and at ease? That's what we're aiming for with our mental self-care space. Think about it. Imagine you've had a long day, juggling deadlines, dealing with stressful situations, maybe even a bit of social drama. Now picture yourself stepping into your safe space, a peaceful haven where you can unwind and recharge. Maybe it's a comfy corner in your living room with soft blankets and a calming diffuser. Or perhaps it's a quiet spot in nature where you can listen to the birds chirping and feel the fresh air on your face. Whatever it looks like, this space should be personalized to your needs and preferences. The key is to make it a ritual, something you look forward to at the end of each day. Light a candle, put on some relaxing music, maybe even sip on a cup of herbal tea. Just take those few moments to disconnect from the outside world and reconnect with yourself. So let's recap what we learned today. Declutter your mind. Create space for clarity and focus. Set boundaries. Protect your energy and time. Embrace me time. Prioritize activities that bring you joy. Connect with your support system. Surround yourself with positive people. Practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life. Remember, creating a safe space for mental self-care isn't about achieving perfection. It's about taking intentional steps to prioritize your well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What does your ideal, safe space look like? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends and family who might benefit from these tips. Until next time, keep detoxing those brain fogs and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.